Hey, greetings, Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. We're in Florida preaching the gospel. Hey, something came to me, something I think that you'll find interesting. The traits of the prophets. You know, this came to me, and I started thinking, hey, how do men of God today stack up to the prophets of old? I was reminded these men were killed, hated, outnumbered, called to go stand, and they were faithful to God. How do men today stand up to the characteristics of the prophets? Let's take a look at this. First thing I want to say is I teach that there are no true prophets today, men hearing directly from God, getting new revelation. Nope, that time has ended. Hebrews 1 tells us God used to speak to the prophets of old. Today he speaks through the word. We have our word. But here's a fact. Men, we are called to be prophet types today. All right? As we go and teach, preach, call out, confront, rebuke corrupt doctrine and wicked churches all over. We also prophesize the word of God. When we proclaim the word of God, we're prophesizing it. It's not new revelation, but we do that as we preach it. Let me give you a scripture verse. Jeremiah 26:5. To hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened. You know, God was always sending these men, and the sinful masses, Israel for the most part, rarely listened to them, even when they had miracle signs and wonders behind them. Think about the account of Moses. Look at all the things Moses did at the hand of God, and Pharaoh was still wicked, corrupt, stiff-necked. Amazing, isn't it? Prophets were sent, they obeyed God, they proclaimed his truth, and they had to go into hostile environments to their own peril. Hey, that sounds a lot like what we have to do today if we're going to stand up for the truth. So I'm just wondering, if we're called to obey the truth, and we're called to live holy, and we're called to go into a hostile world, maybe we should take a look at these traits of the prophets and see how we line up. 1 Corinthians 11 says we're to imitate Paul as he imitates Christ. Who better to imitate? The greatest prophet of all, Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God. So what traits marked God's prophets of old? I'm going to go through these and we can all test ourselves. Preaching that edifies true godly saints but angers false men. Oh, how true is that? If you preach to God, if you preach the truth, true saints love it, very few of them, and the world and false religions hate it. How about discernment? Yeah, the prophets had to know right from wrong, good from evil, and stand on discernment. Proclaiming the truth without compromise. Hey, can you imagine a prophet of old showing up today and saying, well, if I just adjusted the message, I'd have people liking me like the modern pastors do. Nope. They stood on the truth, suffered for God willingly. There's one for you. So few people want to suffer for God today. Everybody wants the easy street, sitting in the pew, eating barbecue, doing a 15-minute Bible dedication or devotion in the morning, but not really serving Christ fully as a man that's been called to. How about this one? Closer to the lowly, the poor, the downtrodden than the high, rich, and the religious. Boy, do I know about that one. The homeless people like me more than the modern pastors do. Pretty amazing, isn't it? They were holy, set apart for God, no interest in the carnal world or pagan ways whatsoever. You wouldn't catch the prophets doing Christmas and pagan Easter, I can tell you that right now. They were seen as religious fanatics. Yeah, people tell you all the time, if you get really on fire for God, preaching his truth, standing on his word, calling people to holiness and repentance, they say you're not going to have many friends or not many people that way. It's really shameful. what they'll say to you. How about warning of God's judgment? When I go out to preach and I preach about what's coming, Christ in flaming fire to judge and destroy, well, people don't like that. They get mad and they think that's bad and negative, yet God called men to go and lovingly warn people. How about this one? Courage to stand alone. You know, if you're going to stand for God, you're not going to have very many people with you. The prophets had to stand alone, not waver, be willing to be tortured and die. Many of them did for their service to God as servants. How about this one? Know and speak the truth. The prophets had to know what God's word said and what God was saying to them. Of course, they had direct revelation. Today, we have to know what God's word says, and then we have to speak the truth. The truth sets men free. Jesus is the truth. As soon as you change the truth, you're not honoring God anymore. How about this one? Messages that cut to the spirit but don't appease the flesh. We see that all over, don't we? Men appeasing the flesh because they want to be popular. Prophets were never popular. How about timeless? Meaning they did not change for the culture. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time I heard, well, you know, if you did it a little different, cultures change now. The prophets didn't change for the culture. They were unchanging like the God that they served. How about a true passion and desire for honesty and justice? You know, a holy man of God wants to see justice go on. And what we see in the world is injustice. And so the prophets were sorrowful and always striving for that justice and God's word to go out as God desires honesty and justice. How about this one? Able to articulate God's truth without fear of repercussions. You know, modern pastors are afraid to teach women to cover their heads because the building will clear out. What a bunch of weak Revelation 21:8 cowards. The prophets spoke the truth. Here's one. They didn't have fancy titles. Reverend, doctor. Yeah. The prophets were just who they were, called of God. And we'll see what John the Baptist said that they should be, lifted up or lowered down. They see and confront their own sin. The prophets weren't afraid to see their own human nature, their own human fallen condition, confront it, and put it away so then they could continue to proclaim without hypocrisy. They were sorrowful. Imagine getting truth from God and knowing people are going to die and perish because they reject it. What sorrow to carry. We look at the world today, how wicked and corrupt it is, and a religious people that are false, and people are dying and going to hell with their false Jesus. It's very sorrowful. How about they were servants? They weren't self-seeking. They didn't seek for their own good and gain. They were servants of the Most High God. Gotta love that trait. They were loners. Yeah, the prophets were mostly loners. I can relate to that because there's hardly any true, godly, biblical, holy men clinging to the Word of God today. They're all a bunch of compromised spiritual weaklings. Yeah, I'm telling it the way it is. Hey, they were lowly. The prophets were lowly. You wouldn't see a prophet driving around in a golden chariot or a fancy car, or lifting himself up with titles, positions, naming his ministry after himself. Jeremiah Ministries. I don't think so. How about this? Hated by religious leaders. Yeah, another one I can relate to. They're wicked, corrupt men. They hated the prophets, and they'll hate you if you preach the truth today. Here's one. Confrontational. Oh, everybody says you just got to be nice and get along with everybody and, you know, overlook their sin and they'll like you and you'll like them and everybody. No, the prophets were confrontational and called out the sin of the world, or the sin of Israel, the sin of God's people, called the people out of their wickedness. How else are they going to come to salvation if you don't confront them with their error? Foolishness to think that you can do away with confronting sin and error and still honor God and save people's souls. They didn't get big benefits and paychecks. Again, they were lowly. Didn't have lifted up positions. Terrible what goes on today. Zealous for works. You know, Titus 2 tells us we're to be zealous for good works. The prophets were zealous for the things of God. It's what they lived for. What are you living for, men? Hunting, fishing, sports, popularity. They walked with God in a covenant. They had, in the Old Testament, God had a covenant for various men, Abraham, Israel, for various groups. Today, we're in a blood covenant. We walk in the blood covenant. Are you walking in the covenant, men? Or you just say, I have a relationship with Jesus, and you kind of do what you want and live your own way and keep your own man-made theology and bend the truth and compromise, and you're a man-pleaser. That's not living in covenant with God. Christ did his part. He's at the right hand of the Father. He'll intercede for us, shed his blood, and he rose again. You must do your part, walking in a covenant. How about this one? They put God's truth far above any people and personal relationships. Yep. That's what it's going to cost you when you stand for Christ in this wicked world. How about they longed for God and his name and righteousness to be lifted up, not themselves? Don't need to say anything else about that. Desire to be with and see God's kingdom come. That was the heart of a prophet. They risked their lives to glorify their God, to see his kingdom come. You know, I mentioned John the Baptist. Jesus said he was the greatest. In John 3:30, he said this, he must increase, but I must decrease. That goes along with the mindset of a prophet, lifting up God, lifting up his king, lifting up his Lord and Savior, not lifting up himself like we see all these religious false hireling leaders doing today. I got to be honest, mostly what I see today are a bunch of sad excuses for so-called men of God that have very little of the traits of the prophets Paul or Jesus. I'd say we all need to take stock, men. Do we mirror the holy men of old as we're told to? Are we mirroring the feminized images of men, corrupt religion, worldliness today? 2 Kings 17:13. Yet the Lord testified against Israel, against Judah, by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Yeah, the prophets were servants of God. I want to be a lowly servant of God and preach his truth and see his kingdom come. That's what I'm striving for. Now, again, we can't be true prophets today, getting new revelation, having the power of miracles, but we can strive to be God's holy, obedient servants in the new covenant. We have the finished word of God. We have the biblical gospel. We have the risen Savior. We have the commands to go preach the gospel, make disciples. Hey, here's one nobody does. Teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Hardly anybody's doing that. They're not preaching the biblical gospel. And we get to do it in a growing, wicked, antichrist world that hates the truth of God. Hey, what a task we have before us, folks. And it will take a prophet-like zeal, mentality, and the qualities that they had to do it well, to honor God, to proclaim his truth, and then to endure through it all, probably many of us, to our deaths. I hope this prophet trait audio has got you testing, pondering, thinking, wondering, what kind of life are you living for Christ? Do you have any of the traits of a true prophet, a true servant of God? Are you holding fast to the truth? Or are you being swept away by man-made religion, compromise, and the culture? Hey, I'm striving every day to help you stand in the truth as I try to stand in the truth, correcting errors, repenting of sin, sharpening my sword, growing in boldness, knowledge, truth, holiness, all because of Christ. I can't do it without him. I hope that's your call today. If it is, I'm here to help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog, Pouring Out Truth, Sisters blogs, audios, videos. We're out preaching the gospel to glorify God. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. That's why we do what we do. Sister Debbie said it today. It's our love offering to saints all over the world. Put on our hearts, I should say, put out on the internet what God has put on our hearts, in our lives, in our experiences, to edify and lift you up. Hey, till next time, this has been Brother Jim. Go out, test yourself, strive, be mighty people of God, repent and obey the gospel. We love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.